A Texas judge this week placed President Obama's executive action on immigration on hold so that 26 states can commence with a lawsuit. Obama's executive action announced last November could potentially provide temporary relief from deportation for as many as 5 million undocumented immigrants. The governments of Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala announced they were disappointed with the decision. A presidential spokesman in Honduras said the executive action could help to alleviate the social and economic pressures that buffet our countries. And Guatemala's government warned that the resulting confusion of Obama's announcement and the judge's temporary hold could make immigrants more vulnerable to con artists. Mexico's government also expressed disappointment this week with another piece of U.S. news, the police killing of 35-year-old Mexican national Antonio Zambrano Montes, a farm worker in Pasco, Washington. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome to in studio this morning Alejandro Solalinde. He's the coordinator of the South Pacific Human Mobility Ministry of the Mexican Bishopry and director of Hermanos en el Camino, a shelter that provides Central American migrants with humanitarian aid and education. He's a well-known human rights activist and Mexican Catholic priest currently visiting the United States. Also with us in studio to interpret is Miguel Tincar Salas. He's a professor of history and Latin American studies at Pomona College. I want to welcome both of you to Uprising.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, since this this week's news on immigration is so important, let's start with the decision to curb the immigration action that President Obama mentioned. How are Central American migrants in Mexico targeted? What are some of the most serious threats to their safety, which I think our American audience doesn't really know?
Unfortunately, sigue siendo difícil
it's very difficult
de los
for them to travel through
Mexico,
por el crimen organizado, because of organized crime,
pero también por el endurecimiento de las políticas públicas,
also because of the hardening of public policy of Mexico,
migración mexicana,
because of Mexican migratory policy.
Ellos han tenido que buscar nuevas rutas.
They've had to find new routes
ante la imposibilidad de subirse al tren.
Because they can no longer get on top of the train known as the beast.
Entonces, no lo dejan subir al
they
tren.
Can't, they don't allow them to
no
get on top of the train.
Pasar por camión.
They don't let them pass on trucks.
Entonces, tienen que buscar diferentes caminos.
So they have to find different routes which are more vulnerable and more dangerous.
Llegar a Estados Unidos y trabajar.
In order to get to the U.S. and work.
And so in their journey here, who are some of the people that target them? What are some of the threats that they face to their safety, particularly women and children?
Especialmente hijos, niños y mujeres.
Las amenazas siguen siendo el crimen organizado.
The threats come from organized crime.
La alta corrupción que hay en México.
High corruption that exists in Mexico.
De parte de agentes de migración.
Part of agents and migratory agents.
Policías.
Police.
Y de por sí los desafíos del camino.
And especially the challenges they find on the actual trail itself.
La ley es buena.
The laws
Tenemos
are good in Mexico.
Una ley de 2011.
We have a 2011 law.
Pero el gobierno impide
the law is not
que
implemented
se
by the government.
Cumpla cabalmente.
It's not implemented.
So, what about the issue of children migrating here
tema
to
de hijos, de niños?
The United States? Last year, there was this major problem of Central American children migrating, and the lawmakers here, members of Congress in the United States, vilified them. And
los
but these are defenseless, vulnerable children. Did you hear some of the conversations?
Yo quiero ser muy honesto.
I want to be very honest with you about this
y
issue
que,
and tell you very clearly
que no hay programas ni presupuesto,
there are no programs and there's no budget in Mexico.
Ni de Estados Unidos ni de México,
either from the U.S. or from Mexico,
que puedan detener realmente ese
that
éxodo.
Will actually stop that exodus.
Porque los lugares de origen de las mujeres y los niños,
because the places of origin of both the women and the children are insupportable.
Por la inseguridad,
insecurity,
por la pobreza,
poverty,
y porque ellos quieren una vida mejor.
And because they want a better life.
Entonces, so, regresan dos niños y dos
so
mujeres,
they can return two or three children,
y van a volver tres.
And three or more are going to come back anyway.
And how did you react to the way in which people see these children as a threat in the United States? I mean, U.S. lawmakers see these children as a big
los jóvenes
problem.
Se miraban como una amenaza.
Los migrantes no son una amenaza.
Immigrants are not a threat.
Ellos no son terroristas.
They are not terrorists.
Son una oportunidad.
They are a great opportunity for the U.S.
En realidad, usted, el doctor y yo somos migrantes.
In reality, all of us are immigrants.
Los migrantes tienen inteligencia.
Immigrants are very intelligent.
Tienen una riqueza muy grande.
They have a great richness,
cultural y espiritual,
cultural and spiritual richness to share with everybody.
Estados Unidos es un techo muy grande.
The U.S. has a very high level of
que ha recibido a todas las
has
nacionalidades.
All people of humanity.
Ese es Estados Unidos.
That's the U.S.
Es esencialmente migrante.
That's essentially immigrant culture.
Why are Central American migrants treated so badly in Mexico? Some have said that Mexico is an even more dangerous place for Central American migrants than the U.S.
Dicen que México es más peligroso que Estados Unidos.
Porque México está en decadencia.
Because Mexico is in decay.
Porque el gobierno se ha vuelto corrupto.
Because the government is corrupt.
Porque lo que les importa es el dinero.
Because all they care about is money.
Yo quiero decirle que nuestro gobierno engaña al gobierno de Estados Unidos.
Actually, tricks the U.S.
Porque recibe dinero de él.
Because they receive money from the U.S.
No hace lo que promete
hacer. They do not accomplish what they promise.
Y de todos modos hace negocio con los migrantes.
And even though, then therefore, even taking the U.S.
Los
money, they trick the migrants.
Pasar.
Immigrants also let them pass.
Pero pagando más.
But making them pay more.
Y gana doble.
So it makes money
twice. El
gobierno
gana doble. Recibe de Estados Unidos.
It receives money from the U.S. to stop immigrants.
Recibe de los pobres.
And also takes money from the immigrants to let them pass.
Tell us about Hermanos en el Camino, the shelter that you founded for Central American migrants. Why did you start this,
porque
and what sort of work does it do?
¿Por qué fundó el centro?
Porque era necesario hacerlo para brindar seguridad.
It was important to have a base of security
pero
for the immigrants.
También asistencia.
But also help.
Nosotros tenemos 60 albergues.
We have 60 different shelters.
Pero ninguno de nuestros albergues alienta la migración.
But none of our shelters are there to promote immigration.
Nosotros somos muy respetuosos.
We are very
eso.
Respectful.
Cuidamos los derechos humanos.
We respect human rights.
Nada más.
That's all we do.
Y exigimos del gobierno de México.
We demand the Mexican government
que respete la ley.
To respect the law.
Y que respete los derechos
and
humanos.
To respect the human rights.
Que está por encima de cualquier situación migratoria.
That's above every immigration issue.
Has the shelter itself actually been targeted by violent elements and even maybe by police forces?
¿Ha sido el refugio atacado?
Sí.
Yes,
sí.
Yes,
muchas
has.
Veces ha
Many
sido
times.
Atacado.
We have been attacked.
Pero una y otra vez,
but every other time,
Dios nos ha cuidado y
God
hemos salido adelante.
And we've gone forward.
Hoy podemos decir que nuestro albergue es uno de los más seguros de la
we
República
can say today
Mexicana.
That our shelter is one of the most secure in the country.
Es el único albergue donde viven 8 policías.
It's the only shelter where 8 police actually live.
4 policías del estado de Oaxaca.
4 police from the state of Oaxaca.
Y 4 federales que me cuidan.
And 4 federal police that are his bodyguards.
Pero ellos han logrado cambiar su mentalidad.
But they've changed their
de
mentality. As police,
hacer,
to actually
públicos,
to be public servants
de los
that
humanos.
Respect human rights.
So you yourself personally have also been attacked?
¿Usted ha sido atacado?
Sí.
Yes,
muchas
I
veces,
many
muchas
times.
Veces.
And I understand you even were forced to go into exile briefly to a few years
por
ago.
Sí, por 2 meses.
For 2 months,
tuve
I left the country.
Porque se juntaron 6 amenazas.
Because there were 6 different threats against my life.
Pero finalmente tuve que volver.
But I had to return anyway.
Porque es mi misión.
It's my mission.
Who would see you as a threat?
¿Quién lo ve como amenaza?
¿Quién? No.
No.
Es decir, el gobierno, número uno.
The government, number one.
El crimen organizado.
Organized crime.
También.
Also.
Políticos.
Politicians.
Que ven en mi actuación.
Who see in my acts.
Un peligro.
A danger.
Porque revelo la verdad.
Because I tell the truth.
Porque denuncio las injusticias.
Because I denounce injustice.
Y porque estoy haciendo visible.
And because I make invisible.
Lo que el gobierno corrupto quiere ocultar.
What the corrupt government would like to hide.
Let's talk about the news issue that has enveloped Mexico in the last 6 months, and that is the story of the 43 missing students from Ayotzinapa. Do you see the, or how do you explain the links between these missing students, the problem of the drug war, as well as poverty and immigration?
Lo que pasa es que, mire,
what happens is the following.
México es un país de muchos contrastes.
Mexico is a country of many contrasts.
Tenemos al hombre más rico del mundo.
We have the richest man in the world. Yeah.
Pero tenemos 54 millones
we also
de
have 54 million people living in poverty.
Estos gobiernos, el que está y los anteriores,
this government and the previous governments,
se olvidaron de la gente
pobre. Forgot about all the people poor.
Entonces tenemos unos indígenas olvidados.
So we have indigenous people who have been forgotten.
Un campo abandonado.
We have a rural area that's been abandoned.
Las mujeres que tienen mucho peligro de ser asesinadas
women
cada
who have
día.
The high danger of confronting murder, feminicide.
La gente que está desapareciendo people, por cientos de miles.
People who are disappearing by the hundreds of thousands.
Entonces, lo último que vimos en Ayotzinapa fue un gobierno.
What we saw in Ayotzinapa was a government
sorprendido infraganti,
caught in the act,
desapareciendo estudiantes,
disappearing students.
Y entonces de repente vemos un
and
gobierno
all of a sudden we see a government
mezclado con el crimen organizado
with organized crime
y confundiendo la autoridad
and confusing authority
con el poder ilegal
with the illegal power that they had.
Eso es lo que vimos.
That's what we saw in Ayotzinapa.
Por eso la gente despertó.
That's why people woke up.
Y nos hemos unido para reconstruir México.
So we have united to reconstruct Mexico.
Pero desde abajo.
From the bottom up.
I understand there's currently a protest that is using Ash Wednesday as a way to campaign for the missing students, smearing their foreheads with the number 43 with ash.
Yo creo que la mayor parte de las personas somos católicos.
The great majority of Mexico is still Catholic.
Y también hay cristianos evangélicos.
And there's also evangelical Christians.
Pero la gente que protesta.
The people who are protesting.
La gente que está herida por
the people who are wounded,
tantas heridas, ¿no?
So many wounds they have.
Son creativos.
Are very creative.
Y buscaron un símbolo religioso.
And they look for a religious symbol.
Con un reproche del 43.
Which would highlight the 43.
Eso es ser ingenioso.
That's very ingenious.
Y recordar.
And remember.
Que se puede ser cristiano católico.
You can be Christian Catholic.
Pero se tiene que buscar la justicia.
But you have to find justice. You have to struggle for justice.
Yesterday we also heard reports of Mexican teachers attacking a Coca-Cola bottling plant in Guerrero and holding two employees hostage for a few hours.
Atacando una planta de Coca-Cola.
And I'm wondering why are people targeting a company like Coca-Cola? Do you see neoliberal economic policies in Mexico also as part of the same
problem? Tiene que ver la política rural económica en México también.
Yo no tengo nada contra la Coca-Cola.
I have nothing against Coca-Cola.
Pero la Coca-Cola se ve como un símbolo.
But Coca-Cola is a symbol
de el abuso
of the abuse
capitalista norteamericano.
Of the capitalist U.S. abuse.
Es como McDonald's.
It's like McDonald's.
Son símbolos norteamericanos.
They are symbols of U.S. presence.
No del pueblo,
not
no
of
de
the
la
people,
nación,
not of the nation.
Sino del abuso financiero.
Of the financial abuse that takes place in Mexico.
Now, I understand that you earlier this month participated in a gathering to create a proposal called Refound Mexico. What sort of grassroots organizing is happening to re-envision a new Mexico?
Para Mexico?
Es un trabajo nuevo.
It's a new work.
Es un trabajo inédito.
It's something that's never been done before.
Que ni el gobierno ni la iglesia católica.
Neither the government or the Catholic Church
han hecho nunca.
Has ever done.
Es decir, unos mecanismos de consulta,
mechanisms of actual sharing information,
de información,
of information,
pero tomar en cuenta a la gente,
but also takes into consideration what people,
a las mujeres,
women,
a los jóvenes,
the youth,
a los indígenas,
the indigenous,
a los campesinos,
the campesinos,
a toda la población,
all the population.
Por supuesto también a los empresarios,
also it would include industrialists and business people,
de buena voluntad,
and also people who are politicians who have good faith,
es un
and the whole world.
Incluyente.
It's a very inclusive process,
¿sí? Donde todas y todos
everybody
participar.
Can participate.
Pero donde tenemos que empezar por los últimos.
But we have to start from those who have been forgotten, from
para
those who are below.
Un sistema de,
to create a new system
participación
of
ciudadana.
Public citizen participation.
And so let's also go to the fact that the United States plays a huge role. Even if Mexico tries to redesign society, you still have
país,
to the north this huge
además,
power that is constantly trying
norte,
to interfere.
What
do you do about that? ¿Qué hace?
Yo creo que Estados Unidos es nuestro vecino.
The U.S. is our neighbor.
Y la gente, la nación, es una nación solidaria.
This is very solid. There's a solidarity in the U.S. towards Mexico.
Nuestros hermanos güeros, los anglos.
The white friends, the anglos.
Han estado acompañando la lucha antiesclavista.
Have been there in the struggle against slavery.
Acompañando la lucha de Martin Luther King.
Have been there in the struggle against civil rights and MLK.
De César Chávez.
Of César Chávez.
Ahora se ha solidarizado
and
también
we see solidarity
con Ayotzinapa.
With Ayotzinapa as well.
El pueblo norteamericano
the North American people have solidarity,
lo
express solidarity.
Es el poder fáctico
what
del
is,
dinero.
What is we have is the real power of money here.
Los que están
the de facto power of money.
1%,
the 1% who rule.
Que mandan sobre Obama.
Who actually rule over Obama.
Y Obama manda sobre Peña Nieto.
And Obama rules over Peña Nieto.
Y Peña Nieto sobre los presidentes
and
de Centroamérica.
Peña Nieto rules over Central America.
Buscando el bien del dinero y no de
so
la
they're
gente.
Looking for the better amount of money
ese
and not the
problema.
People. That's the fundamental problem.
Let's talk about here in the United States. I mentioned at the beginning the ruling of a judge in Texas to stop Obama's immigration executive action. Does cracking down on immigration actually make a difference to people who are desperate to migrate? Can it stop immigration if you just try to have these harsh enforcements?
Es curioso, pero
it's very curious.
Si uno conoce la historia de Estados
Unidos, if you know the history of the U.S.,
va a ver que se funda
you will
al
see,
menos Nueva Inglaterra.
You have the New England.
Se forma, pues, haciendo a un lado, por no decir asesinando.
Assassinating others.
A los nativo americanos.
The indigenous Americans.
Y de hecho los acabaron.
And they almost wiped them out.
Actualmente queda el 1.2%.
Less than 1.2%
de la población norteamericana.
Of the indigenous population.
Entonces,
it remains.
Desde ahí,
from there we see,
han llegado oleadas de migrantes,
and from there we've had waves and waves of immigration from all over the world.
Y poco a poco Estados Unidos los ha
integrado. And little by little, the U.S. has integrated them.
Lo que pasa con los latinos,
what happens with the Latinos,
es que es un bocado difícil de digerir.
It's a different plate to digest.
¿Por qué?
Because.
Porque no es lo mismo venir de ultramar.
It's not the same thing across the ocean.
O de Asia.
Or from Asia.
A estar al otro lado.
To be the other side of the border.
Porque está México y está Latinoamérica.
Because there's Mexico and there's Latin America at your footsteps. Which are in their land.
Lengua, su cultura.
In your language, in your culture, they're part of you.
Y ellos nunca se van a asimilar.
And they're not going to ever fully assimilate.
Pero sí van a formar nuevas culturas.
But they're going to form new cultures.
Entonces ellos son los que son más temibles.
So therefore they fear them more.
Porque son más.
Because there are more of them.
El problema no está en las fronteras.
The problem isn't in the borders.
Sino en las camas.
The problem is in the beds. Where they're actually multiplying.
And of course, we have a long history of the border between the U.S. and Mexico being something that has moved and people have moved across the border historically for centuries.
Por siglos.
Finalmente somos hermanos, todos.
Finally, we're all brothers and sisters.
And I'm wondering also in terms of what immigrants here in the U.S. face. Does it shock you in Mexico to hear that this man, Antonio Zambrano Montes, just an orchard picker, was gunned down by police. He was running with his hands up in the air. Mexicans are being killed by police in numbers probably second only to African Americans. Definitely second to African Americans.
Lo que pasa es que la violencia es violencia.
What happens is that violence is violence.
No necesariamente tienen que matar a un migrante con una bala.
They don't have to kill an immigrant with a bullet.
También se le mata con la discriminación.
You also kill an immigrant with the discrimination.
Con la injusticia.
With injustice.
El no reconocerlo.
With not recognize them.
El negarle un estatus de ciudadano.
To deny them citizenship.
Son seres humanos.
They're human beings.
Yo me cuestiono mucho.
I always question.
Tantas religiones en
so
Estados Unidos.
So many religions in the U.S.
Y tan poca fe.
And so little faith.
Porque sí, porque rezan mucho, pero
because
no aceptan.
They also, they pray an awful lot, but they don't accept God.
Because
they don't accept God in their brothers and sisters.
Tell us a little bit about your own journey of faith and how it has informed your politics. You're not necessarily, I understand, a sort of establishment Catholic
priest. Usted no es un padre del establecimiento.
No.
No.
Mi personalidad,
my personality,
y mi riqueza espiritual,
and my ritual, spiritual richness,
yo le he formado con un referente,
I have always formed it with one reference,
que es Jesús,
which is Jesus.
Pero no el Jesús oficial,
but not official Jesus,
sino el Jesús que está ahí en los evangelios,
but the Jesus is there in the Gospels,
que es un joven maravilloso,
that is a wonderful youth,
inteligente,
intelligent,
analista,
analyst,
sensible,
very sensible,
incluyente,
inclusive.
Entonces,
so
yo
therefore,
no, yo no he tomado ejemplo de ningún papa,
so I don't follow the example of any pope,
de ningún santo,
of no saint,
de mis obispos,
of my bishops,
y de mis hermanos sacerdotes,
or my other brothers and sisters in the clergy,
Jesús directamente,
only from Jesus directly.
Y he visto en él un
and
gran
I have seen in him
humanidad,
a great love for humanity,
un espíritu incluyente,
a very inclusive spirit,
y un luchador indomable,
and
por
a
la justicia,
social fighter that never actually gives
por eso,
up.
Yo lucho contra las estructuras,
so I fight against structures
que no deben ser en la iglesia católica,
that should not be in the Catholic Church.
Y procuro ser yo mismo,
and I tried it myself,
y tener el valor de creer,
and have the
como
faith
Jesús me ha
enseñado, like Jesus taught me.
Do you consider yourself as a Catholic also a feminist?
¿Se considera usted como católico feminista?
Uy, totalmente.
Completely.
Sí. Totalmente.
Completely.
Sí. Porque Jesús incluyó
Jesus
a la mujer
included women
en sus discípulas,
in his disciples,
y la hizo a María Magdalena,
and made Mary Magdalene
apóstola,
an apostle.
La Iglesia Católica no quiere aceptar
the
esto.
The Catholic Church does not want to accept this.
Es la apóstol número 13.
But she is the apostle number 13.
María Magdalena.
Mary Magdalene.
Y nosotros hemos heredado
we have
de
inherited
los judíos un poco
from the Jews,
aquella cultura
that culture,
patriarchal,
which initially excluded women,
después de 2000 años,
but after 2,000 years,
cambiar en la iglesia
we need to change that in the church.
Y algún día tendremos mujeres papas.
And someday we'll have women as popes.
Well, someday. Now, you mentioned earlier the proclivity of immigrant populations to procreate.
El crecimiento de procreación
do
por
you
inmigrante.
Also find yourself differing from the Catholic Church on issues of abortion and birth control
aborto
and the
y
right of women to control their own
de
bodies?
De control sus cuerpos.
Yo creo que el Papa lo ha dicho.
The Pope has said.
El Papa Francisco.
Pope Francis.
Nosotros tenemos que ser muy respetuosos.
We have to be very respectful.
De la decisión de
a
cada
decision
quien.
Of every person.
El aborto no se debe someter a
el
un voto.
Abortion should not be subject to a vote.
Es aprobarlo o rechazado.
It's not a matter of approving or rejecting.
Esto es responsabilidad de cada quien.
It's responsibility of each individual.
No podemos nosotros juzgar a las personas.
We cannot judge people who make
personales.
Individual decisions based on their personal needs. We have to respect them.
Now, I understand that there is an interesting story behind the cross that you're wearing around your neck.
Me entiendo que hay un interesante cuento sobre esa cruz que está usando.
Sí. Esta cruz la hizo un misionero laico.
A missionary made this cross for
me. La diseñó.
He designed it.
No es una cruz así.
It's not a huge cross.
Mm-hmm. Es una cruz.
It's a cross that's inclusive.
So it's a cross that has, just for our radio audience, it's got an equal, the sides are equal in length.
The sides are equal, los lados son iguales.
Son iguales, pero se aproxima.
But they approximate each other. It's meant to be a hug.
Del Dios que nos amó
the God that is hugging us.
So it's your interpretation of Christianity.
Es tu interpretación de Cristo.
Sí, es Cristo incluyente.
It's an inclusive Christ.
Es el Dios con nosotros.
It's God that's with us.
Que no nos juzga.
That doesn't judge us.
Nos acepta.
Who accepts us who we are.
Como somos.
No matter how we are.
Esto es muy hermoso.
It's very beautiful.
Well, I want to ask you, Alejandro, how your coming, your visit to the United States has been accepted by Americans. I mean, of course, there are Americans who express solidarity with the people of Mexico.
Claro,
but there are still a lot of U.S. Americans who think that, think in terms of black and white, that people should just stay on this side of the border and shouldn't break the law.
No este lado.
They see Mexico as a cultural influence, and you
México
might call this racism,
cultural,
that they just don't want here
que
in
no
the country.
Mexicanos acá.
Creo yo que la grandeza de un pueblo
I think the greatness of a people
está en la aceptación de los
in its acceptance of others.
Estados Unidos tiene
the
que
U.S.
reconocer
has to recognize
que su principal riqueza
that its principal richness
es la diversidad
is,
cultural,
is the cultural diversity in its own country.
Pero también la riqueza espiritual.
But also the spiritual richness.
Es una riqueza.
That's,
no,
that's an important richness.
De incomodidad.
It's not something that's going to make you trouble you.
Quien es diferente,
whoever's different
no nos molesta.
Shouldn't bother you.
Es un orgullo.
Should be proud
porque son originales
because they're original and diverse. Hmm.
And so in terms of you speaking out here,
la
some of the
acá,
issues that you've raised,
algunos temas que
are people organizing on this side of the border
hay gente
as well
organizando
in
este lado de la frontera,
collaboration
en colaboración,
with the kind of organizing that you and others are doing
con lo que
inside
usted está
Mexico?
En México?
Sí.
Of course.
And
sí,
that
sí,
heartens
sí.
you?
Sí, ¿y eso le da orgullo?
Sí, yo me siento muy orgulloso.
I'm very proud.
Porque en México estamos haciendo lo nuestro.
Because in Mexico we're doing our part.
Hay muchas cosas que componer ahí.
There are many things to repair in Mexico.
Pero también la gente que está aquí
but people who are on this side
tiene obligación moral
also have a moral obligation
de componer a Estados
to have to
Unidos.
Fix this country as well.
Yeah.
También.
You also.
Para que sea primero que nada creyente.
First of all, to have faith.
Y segundo, humanista.
To be human.
En tercero,
humanitarian.
Administrador de dinero.
And better administer your money.
So money is always an underlying issue, and we've touched on that several times in our conversations. Here in the United States, economic inequality is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. It's obviously been a problem for a long time in Mexico. How do you envision an economic system that is more in line with people's needs? We've seen, for example, in countries like Venezuela, openly adopting a socialist government. Is that a goal for people in Mexico?
¿Para México también?
Yo no soy economista.
I'm not an economist.
Pero soy pastor.
But I'm a pastor.
Yo creo que si acomodamos las cosas de otra manera,
I think if we fix things another way,
nos va a ir mejor a todos.
It'd be much better for all of us.
Quitar el dinero como Dios.
Take money out of God.
Poner al Dios de la vida en primer lugar.
Put God of life in the first
Luego,
place.
Traer de las orillas a la gente.
And then bring from people who have been marginalized, put them in the center. Put human beings in the center.
Y entonces dale toda nuestra atención,
and then give all our attention,
amor,
all our love.
Invertir todo en él.
Invest everything we have in those people
mejores personas,
to make better people,
mejores pueblos,
to make better
mejor.
Peoples and to live better.
Y el dinero y
and
las
money
cosas,
and other objects
como un medio.
Have be a medium.
Es inmoral que alguien
it's,
piense
it's immoral that someone thinks
de nada.
That someone believes that they're owners of nothing.
Somos administradores.
We are administrators sí. as human
Slim
beings.
Es el hombre más rico
Carlos Slim may be the richest man in the world,
no se
and he will not take $1 with him
nada
when he dies.
We also know, however, that the drug lords and the drug gangs inside Mexico, in a way, have the tacit support of the financial elite. We heard, you know, just a few years ago, HSBC, the world's second largest bank, was laundering money from Mexican drug lords. And those are huge powers for you know, ordinary people to have to fight against.
¿Y cómo lucha el pueblo común contra ellos?
No.
No. No.
El gobierno no apoya a los cárteles.
The government does not support the cartels.
Forma parte de ellos.
They are part of them instead.
Y los cárteles
and the cartels
ponen a sus candidatos.
Put, actually run the candidates
cuando
for the parties.
Uno va a votar,
when you go vote,
elige entre un cartel
you,
y otro.
You decide between one cartel
porque
and another.
No hay una diferencia entre el gobierno y los cárteles.
Because there's not a difference between the
esto
cartels and government. This is terrible.
Esto lo pudimos ver en Ayotzinapa.
We could see this in Ayotzinapa.
Por eso la gente está luchando por un cambio.
That's what people are struggling for a change.
Y está como los zapatistas.
Just like the zapatistas.
La comunidad indígena de Cherán,
or the Cherán, Michoacán. The indigenous community
ellos
is organized there.
Propia policía.
They have their own police.
Administran su dinero.
They administer their money.
Y están organizando su autoridad.
And they're organizing their own authorities.
Como un servicio.
As a service.
No como un poder
not, as a, not as a power.
And in these autonomous regions, how powerful are the drug lords and the drug gangs? And can these autonomous regions then multiply around Mexico as a way to fight against this violence?
They have to multiply because the narcotraffickers do not have access to these areas. But the parties don't have access either. They are the people's government there. And they're not against the government per se. They are part of the institutions and of the law. But they actually manage
no
it, not the government,
no los partidos políticos
not the political parties that are corrupt.
So that is right there an alternative
ahí está
model
una alternativa,
that
alternativa.
Ordinary yes. people and communities can begin adopting.
Otra gente puede adoptar.
Es lo que queremos hacer.
That's what we want to do.
Queremos hacer una organización
we want to do an organization
con sentido comunitario,
with a sense of community,
solidario,
solidarity,
seguro,
safe,
y justo.
And just.
Que sea incluyente,
that be inclusive,
las mujeres
where
no,
women
no sean asesinadas,
are not assassinated,
donde los niños where, no sean tampoco descuidados,
where the children are not left unattended,
el migrante sea respetado,
where the migrants are respected,
y no haga negocio con el
and,
ser
you,
humano.
And you don't do business with human
eso
beings.
Queremos, una
that's what we want.
Y un gobierno humano.
A society and a government that's humane.
Now, the problems in Central America are also quite similar, where you have the problems of drug violence and poverty that forces people to migrate in the first place. Are there connections that you've made with communities in countries like El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras?
Salvador y otros lugares?
Sí, nosotros,
yes, we have.
Yo he estado visitando constantemente,
I've been constantly visiting.
Hecho, en un par de meses más,
in a few more months, I will be there again in Central America.
En El Salvador,
in El Salvador
and Nicaragua.
En Nicaragua.
Pero yo puedo ver en ese Centroamérica semi-destruido.
I can see in that semi-destructed Central America.
Los efectos terribles de este modelo
capitalista. I can see exactly the examples of this neo-capitalist capitalist system has made tremendous damage.
Este modelo tiene que cambiar.
This model has to change.
Porque es injusto.
It's unjust.
Porque está condenando a la gente
because
a morir
it's condemning
hambre.
People to die of hunger.
Y está generando violencia.
And it's generating violence.
Mientras hay este sistema en
as
Central
long
America,
as you have this system in Central America, people will continue to migrate.
And, you know, given the U.S. role in the coup a few years ago
dado
in Honduras,
Honduras,
given the U.S. role in influencing Mexico, in hearing you speak, I really feel that some of the greatest responsibility lies with Americans in changing the way our government has had a relationship with Latin America.
You're completely correct.
Yo estuve el 20 de mayo,
the 20th of May
a las 4 de la tarde,
at 4 o'clock in the afternoon
de 2012,
in 2012.
Estuve en el Departamento de Estado.
I was in the Department of State.
2013, corrijo.
2013, I was wrong.
Estuve en el Departamento de Estado.
I was in the Department, State Department.
Me recibieron personas muy educadas.
I was welcomed by very educated people.
Que me mostraron un rostro humano.
Who showed me a human face.
Y ahí reconocieron lo que usted está diciendo.
And they recognized
Estados
what you're saying.
Estados Unidos tiene responsabilidad.
That the U.S. has responsibility for the weapons.
En la droga.
In the drugs.
Y en quizá no cuidar mucho los derechos humanos.
And not actually taking care of human rights, which the governments of Mexico and Central America violate.
Wow. So finally, how can ordinary people also do direct solidarity from here with those in Mexico and those in Central America? Americans really love to be able to make donations to an organization. Does your shelters accept donations?
¿Su refugio acepta donaciones?
No.
No.
Lo que
no,
yo
we don't.
Pediría,
what I would ask you to do,
hacer,
what they have to do,
is cuidar a los migrantes aquí.
Look after the migrants that are here.
No nos ayuden allá.
Don't help us over there.
Aquí,
help us here.
Luchando por mejores leyes.
Look for better, fight for better laws.
Porque los jueces,
because the judges
And
politicians not discriminate against immigrants.
Eso nos puede ayudar.
That's what you can do, help us.
Well, that is a perfect note for us to wrap up this conversation. I want to thank you so much.
Muchas gracias, padre.
Muchas gracias.
It's been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much. My guest, Alejandro Solalinde, is a well-known human rights activist and Catholic priest from Mexico. Miguel Tinker Salas, a heroic interpreter, professor of history and Latin American studies at Pomona College.